Welcome to Pain, Passion, and Purpose. I am your host, Shaquita Torres, where I share mental health education, biblical teachings, and tips to help you to heal on purpose so you can walk boldly in your God-given purpose. This podcast is sponsored by Empowered Purpose Academy, a certified online Christian academy where we provide services such as certification for Christian life coaches, mentorship for master's level aspiring and existing Christian therapists, mentorship for Christians, and continued education courses for the body of Christ. You can visit www.empoweredpurposeacademy.com to learn more and to download your free guide. If you like today's episode, please subscribe and leave us a raving review so that others can tap into the knowledge and wisdom that will be shared on this podcast. Thank you so much for being here. Hey, so before I get started on today's episode, if you have not subscribed to the paid membership of my podcast community, please do. It is going to bless your life. Listen, my episodes are already like therapy / coaching sessions where I give you strategy and insight and all that good stuff. But the community, you're going to get a lot more. You're going to get more resources, more tools, and be able to ask more questions where I can create episodes around your questions, and you will be able to get discounts on some of my products and my events. So what are you waiting for? The price is very affordable. This is for those who are not quite ready to invest in one-on-one coaching with me or into the Pain, Passion, and Purpose mentorship program, which is also low, by the way, but that one is a lot more in depth. You get access to courses, you get access to a Facebook community, and all that good stuff. But this is for those who just need to just listen and just gain some tools along the way. So, what are you waiting for? Go ahead, subscribe. You won't regret it. It'll bless your life. We'll have topics around mental health and faith, biblical teachings, prayer, boundaries, communication, anxiety, depression, purpose, and so much more. I have had experience in mental health since actually about 2008 when I first finished my bachelor's program. And then from that point all the way up today and moving forward, I have gained so much knowledge, so much experience, so much wisdom, and I am anointed for it. So go ahead, hit that button, and I hope to see you in the community. Hey, you guys, welcome back to a new episode. So today's topic is, what are the 5 top things that you should have in order to engage, to start, to embark on your healing journey? And it is a journey. I posted this a couple of weeks back, like a short little video, a reel on Instagram, and the feedback to that was just amazing. I posted it on TikTok and people really loved that. And inboxed me and were just saying how they really took these top 5 things that I'm talking about today to heart, because it really helped them to have perspective and to gave them the courage and tools they need to begin their journey. So as a Christian counselor and a life coach, I've counseled people for so many years, and to me, these are the things that I think is very important. Not what someone has told me, not what I read in a magazine or a book, but what I have seen work with my clients personally. So the number one thing you need is the Holy Spirit. The Lord knows everything that we need. He sees all things. He's omnipresent. He's omnipotent. He's everywhere. And so this is what I love about God so much, and why I love being a Christian counselor and a Christian life coach, is because in session, God will literally use me to sow seeds and water seeds, right? So in session, we're talking about things that, you know, might be a little difficult, or that God might be highlighting to me and to you during our session. But then when I see my client on the next session, they begin to tell me how God continued the conversation with them after our session throughout the week. Oh my God, I love that. I love that, because what it does is, whenever you're in therapy with me or coaching with me,
you know, I'm praying already. It opens up your ears. It opens up your eye. I'm praying for God to show me, and I'm praying for God to show you as well. And He does it. He does it. And so whenever I speak what I see, and I'm counseling people, the Lord will elaborate with you Himself one-on-one. If you have the ear to hear Him, He will speak. Okay. So Holy Spirit knows everything about you. How cool is that, right? The second thing you need is vulnerability. A lot of people try to babysit or stuff down their pain for fear of what people will say. You cannot be healed if you are not willing to be vulnerable and transparent. So, of course, it takes time to build trust with a therapist or a life coach and get to know them. But I always tell, you know, people, honest, open, and transparent if you want to maximize your healing and investment of your time and finances, okay? Going to therapy and counseling is an investment of your time, of your energy, and of your finances. Take advantage of that. Take advantage of that. It is a process, but it requires you being honest about what it is that you're experiencing. Every once in a blue moon, I come across a client who don't want to be honest with me. And I get it. In the beginning, depending on how severe your symptoms are, it could take time to build trust. But after, you know, 2 or 3 weeks, or maybe even 4 to 6 sessions, we don't know. Everybody is different. You should begin to, you know, have be more comfortable with me or the person you're seeing to help you on your healing journey. Third thing is a safe place. All right. We all need a safe place to talk about our feelings and our thoughts, whether it's a trusted friend, a therapist, a life coach, a mentor, your pastor, a spiritual leader, whoever it is. You must be in a safe place, because the last thing you want is to share, you know, what you've been going through and your experiences, and, you know, your business is out in the street, or that person breaks your trust. So be strategic. Ask God, God, can I trust this person? Lord, is this person trustworthy for them to carry the things that I need to let out? So you need a safe place. Okay. The next thing you need are boundaries. Boundaries. When you're engaging in your healing journey, others around you may not understand, or they want you to stay in the same place, because whenever you were, you know, not healed, you were serving them in some way or some form from a broken place. And so in your brokenness, you probably did things for other people out of not wanting to feel abandoned, not wanting to feel rejected, not wanting to feel like you don't have any friends, and you did whatever it took to keep these people in your life. And so I've noticed that when I have clients who are trying to change, I can definitely see the ones who are for them, they're changing some, and the ones who are not. The ones who are not a part of your journey, who do not want to see you change, that's a clear red flag that you should probably let them go. Hey, 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 I hope you are enjoying this episode so far. Don't forget to subscribe and leave us a raving review. I also want to share with you more about Little Warriors in a Bottle. This is healing anointing oil that God instructed me to prepare back in 2015. I have received so many testimonies since 2015 about this oil. It is powerful. It has changed my life and others. So be sure to go visit www.empoweredpurposeacademy.com/shop to learn more about the oil. And while you're there, you can check out the new book that I co-authored called Just Say No, a #1 international bestseller, where I share my story called What Trauma Stole From Me. It is amazing. It will inspire you and encourage you. And there are also 13 other authors who share their story about setting healthy boundaries. So that's it for our little break. Let's get back into part 2 of this episode. Let them go and give them time to figure out if they're willing to accept the new you that you are becoming, because you will change. And the clients I've worked with over the years, they have seen progress and they have changed because they did their work. They listened. They took, you know, hold of the counsel that I provided to them and what God provided to them, and they applied it to their life. And so relationships will change. Dynamics will change. It's completely normal. Do it feel good all the time? No, it does not. It does not feel good. I had a client maybe a few weeks ago who came to me. She was just extremely stressed out. Her friendships were just very, how do I say this? Her friendships were very dependent on her, for one. And they were always willing to do the negative decision of a thing. For example, like, let's say, you know, she came to them for advice. Instead of them being a place where they can help her to kind of calm down and, you know, gain control of her feelings, they were like, no, girl, if I were you, I would do this, I would do that. If you're a believer, that's not your friend. And that's not healthy, because they're pushing you to do something in your flesh and not out of your spirit or out of your heart. And when I say out of your heart or out of your spirit, of course you're going to be upset with whatever you're going through in that moment. But after you kind of take time to think and calm down, you should be able to, like, really rationalize what it is that you need to do, versus having a friend always telling you you should just go off. That's not good. And the fifth thing you need is accountability. Yes, sometimes the journey can get lonely and hard, but remember that what happened to you is in the past. Now you have to process that pain. So accountability, again, can be, you know, a therapist, a life coach, you know, a friend, someone that you can trust that's going to say, hey, girl, hey, brother, like, how's it going? You know, how's therapy going? You hanging in there? You know, how you feeling, right? And giving you the accountability to keep you encouraged to keep going. Because let's face it, trying to heal sometimes is painful. You know, think about the physical pain that we go through, like trying to heal from, like, any scars you may have on your body. I'm still recovering from a shoulder injury I had. I mean, God healed me. He touched my body, but I still had those ligaments sometimes that get a little squeaky on me, and it hurts. And so, you know, going through that healing process of my body is not being easy. And for therapy and counseling and coaching, it's a very similar, but actually it's a little bit harder, because, you know, mentally you're processing a lot of things that you've been through in your past. You're trying to break generational curses. You're trying to break, you know, intergenerational trauma. You're trying to break, you know, old habits that are not serving you at all in a good way. You know, it's negative. It's not getting you anywhere. You're going in circles. So when you're trying to break habits like that, it is a battle. It can be a battle for sure, but it's so worth it. So if you enjoyed today's content, you know, comment, send me a message, let me know what you think about it. I'll definitely respond back to you. Don't forget, if you're able to, follow me on Instagram, follow me on Facebook. I'm mainly on Instagram for the most part. I have a whole bunch of content there of encouragement. I'm also working on a couple of things that I want to invite you guys into that's going to be amazing. So I'll probably post a new episode within the next actually few days or so, because I'll have that content to provide to you all as well. So yes, thank you so much for listening. Hopefully you will join me again as I continue to give you guys tips about mental health, personal development, spiritual development, and just tips about life, you guys. So thank you so much for being here again, and I'll talk to you soon. All right. Bye-bye. Thank you so much for tuning in to today's episode. Our prayer is that this podcast episode has blessed you. Don't forget to go and subscribe and leave us a raving review. If you would like to sow into this ministry or to this podcast, Pain, Passion, and Purpose, you can do so at anchor.fm/Pain, Passion, and Purpose or Cash App $Shakita Torres. Thank you so much, and I will talk to you next time.